Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 32 of Preparing for the Inevitable, a podcast on how to handle trouble, suffering, pain, and death. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast will help you get ready to face the inevitable unpleasant things that will happen in your life. Things like trouble, suffering, sickness, and death. The death of people you love and your own death. Trouble, suffering, and death are common threads that run throughout all of humanity. They are inescapable. You will never meet a person who has not, is not, or will not experience these terrible things in life. They are painful. They are oftentimes mind-boggling. Yet we attempt to hide from these inevitabilities, to pretend they don't exist or that they won't happen to us. They won't happen to our little beautiful family. Our world is filled with news of people dying, children suffering, entire government systems and organizations enduring trouble and turmoil. But we tend to see these as things that only happen to other people and never to us. Trouble, suffering, pain, and death come equally to all people of all races, from every socioeconomic status, of every religion, in every country of the world. It makes us all very equal. This podcast will show you how to accept these realities of life and not just cope, but face trouble, suffering, and death in your own life and in the world with confidence, courage, class, and most of all with faith, hope, and charity. The Bible says in 1 John 5:12, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." The featured quote for this episode is from Sean Mungan. He said, "Life is too short when you think of the length of death." Our topic for today is titled Caring for the Dying, Part 3, from the fine book The Art of Dying, Living Fully into the Life to Come by Rob Maul. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, The Art of Dying by Rob Maul. It is available on our website for just $20. We continue with the story of Katherine Jefferson and her brother Bob, who came down with cancer and later died. Katherine and Paul made plans to head to Florida and stay with Bob until he died. "I just felt that I had to be there when he died," Katherine said. 30 years ago, Katherine's mother had died in the hospital. Nurses discovered her fallen on the floor. Katherine not only felt terrible for not being there for her mother, she was also saddened to have missed an opportunity to spend valuable time with her. "There wasn't a hospice then," Katherine said. Her dad had also died while Katherine was away, and she didn't want to lose this chance to be with her brother. The day they arrived, Catherine and Paul chatted with Bob while he was awake. But that was the last clear conversation we had, Paul said. He just slid right down after that. Other family members arrived as well. Of Bob's 6 brothers and sisters, 3 siblings and 2 in-laws, along with 2 of his 3 daughters, came to be with him while he died. One sister, a nurse, showed Catherine and Cindy how to make the bed while Bob was in it. Together, they fumbled through changing sheets while he lay in his hospital bed. Catherine stepped in to help with caring for her brother. We'd get up at night to change his bed sheets and his diapers, she said. That was hard for him, she said. Part of our journey is learning to let people care for us in that way. Bob once asked Catherine how she could do it. Because I love you, she said. I do this because you'd do it for me. You're just learning, Catherine said. There's no place to go to school for this. But you learn as you go. Bob's daughters came from Little Rock and they pitched in by shifting him in the bed to prevent bed sores. Paul and Catherine stayed with a neighbor to make room in Bob's house as more people arrived. Bob kept up his spirits. He loved life, Catherine said, and he was going to enjoy it until it was over. He continued to play the central role in the family that he always had by interjecting himself unexpectedly into conversations when others thought he was sleeping. Bob and Catherine's father, who had watched his own brother die, had frequently said, "A person should never watch a sibling die." I think that was in the back of Bob's mind, Catherine said. On the day he died, the members of the family who had gathered to be with him at his death assembled in the living room. Bob lay on his hospital bed while the family told stories of their childhood and sang songs. Catherine felt that she needed to be alone, and she asked Cindy if they should leave the room for a while. Cindy then asked Bob if they should leave, and he nodded. "I'll go make cocktails," Cindy said. "And don't you worry," she told Bob, who was particular about how he made drinks for company. "I know how to make a cocktail." The family crowded in the kitchen for drinks, and after a little while, Cindy went to check on her husband. Bob was dying, and Cindy asked everyone to gather next to him. He was ready to go. He just caved in, Catherine said as he took his last breath. Everything gets sucked out. Suddenly he was no longer Bob. You could see how God had breathed his life into you. You could see how God had breathed his life into you and how it left. Then I knew he had died. Earlier that day, Catherine had told Bob it was all right for him to go. "The Lord has a plan," she said. "You don't need to be afraid." just relax and go. They had a short but meaningful conversation that day. As siblings, Catherine says, we were of the same cloth. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for life. And we praise you and we thank you for death and the knowledge that we're gaining on how to deal with our own death and the death of others. Make us to be a blessing to others in their dying hour, and help us not to be shocked when it's our dying hour. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, please understand that after you die, you will be ushered into one of two places to spend eternity, heaven or hell. Here's how you can be sure that you will not go to hell and suffer eternal damnation forever, and rather have a home in heaven when you die. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Fifth, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. With these truths in mind, dear friend, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul this very moment, and he will. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul from sin and hell and change my life today and forever. Amen. Beloved, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again from the dead, allow me to say congratulations on trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have indeed done the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Remember, dear friend, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.